Well, hello, hello, hello out there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of AP Empowers. And of course, today I'm coming to you with some inspiration, some encouragement, and hopefully some motivation. I want to always empower you guys to be better than you were yesterday, better than you are today, tomorrow, right? And so I'm here today to talk about, you know what? So the funny thing is that this just popped into my spirit because my daughter continues to use this saying. And this is a chapter in my first book, When Women Lead, Volume 1. But this is definitely a lesson for everyone, right? We must learn. I don't know who this message is for, but this message is for someone. We must learn to train people on how to treat us. We need to learn to train people to treat us the way that we deserve, the way that we want, the way that we should be treated. Because if you don't, I know that somebody out there can hear me. People will treat you the way that they want to treat you. And that's not always the best way, right? Because everybody wasn't trained the same. Everybody wasn't raised the same. Everybody didn't have the same manners. Everybody didn't have the same respect. But the good news is today, ladies and gentlemen, is that you are in charge of how that person treats you. And I didn't do any housekeeping today because I wanted to really get right into this message. So many people, whether it is in your home, whether it's from your children, whether it's from your significant other, whether it's on your job, whether it's at the grocery store, whether it's at church, you should be training those around you on how you want to be treated. Yes, I know what the Bible says. The Bible says, treat those the way that you want to be treated, right? We should treat the others the way that we want to be treated. And I think that that's, of course, that kind of goes hand in hand, right? Because when you're talking about training people on how they should treat you, obviously, nobody wants to be treated with disrespect. Obviously, nobody wants to be treated bad. You know, right? Like, I mean, just in a perfect world, right? A person with normal faculties, somebody who has their thinking processes together. Nobody wants to be treated in a negative way, right? Most people want that positive treatment from others, whether it's a stranger, whether it's someone they know. But really, I'm talking about those that we are around all the time, because what I've learned in life, one life lesson that I'll learn is that people will get comfortable. You know, people will get comfortable with you. And if they're able to be abusive to you in any type of way and you've allowed it, they will get comfortable there. They will think that there is something to defend with their behavior on how they're treating you because they're comfortable, because they're used to it. So say, for instance, and in a lot of instances, you get comfortable with it too, right? When I think about people that are in abusive relationships, and ladies, yes, men can be in abusive relationships too. Sometimes maybe not physically abusive, but emotionally and mentally abusive relationships, right? So when you are in those types of relationships, or if you are the person that is treating that person in a negative way, right? And I'm talking about abusive relationships, but it could be any relationship. This could be at work. You know, microaggressions can be somewhat of a negative type of treatment of someone else, right? When you're downplaying who they are, when you're making little jabs at them without saying it outright, right? You're saying subliminal messages to them. But anyway, back to my point. When someone is being abusive towards you mentally, physically, or whatever, when you decide, hey, no more, I want this to stop, that person sometimes, right, can get into that victim mode. Like, what do you mean? What's wrong with you? I'm not doing anything different or whatever, because they're comfortable where they are. They're used to doing what they're doing. And so when you come back to them and say, hey, I want to put a stop to this, that makes them uncomfortable. Nobody wants to get uncomfortable. You guys know what happens when we get uncomfortable, right? We grow. And most people that are complacent, most people that are comfortable in where they are, they don't want any growth, right? So this message is not only about training people how to treat you, but it's also about training people or pushing people to grow or getting the heck away from them so that they do grow, maybe for someone else and not you. But it's about how you respond to their behavior, how you're responding to what they're doing to you, whether it's conversation, whether it is, like I said, microaggression. situations, whether it's belittling, whether it is, you know, whatever they're doing to make you feel inadequate, you have the power to stop that. You have the power to put a stop to it today, right? Don't wait until tomorrow. You don't have to sit down and write out a plan. You can just say, hey, no, I'm not accepting this anymore. Hey, this isn't working for me anymore. And if you don't stop it, I'm leaving. Hey, if this isn't working for me and this is what I need, if you can't give it to me, I'm going to seek someone who can give it to me, or I'm going to work towards getting myself in a position so that I can seek who can give it to me. Those sorts of things, right? It is all about you stepping in and understanding that you do have control in every single relationship. Anytime people talk about relationships, right, they always think man and woman or couples or whatever, but your work relationships are relationships, whether it's your coworker, whether it is the cashier at the grocery store, all of these are some sort of relationships, right? They may not be intimate relationships because it doesn't always have to be that person. It can even be a parent-child relationship, a child-parent relationship, because what I've learned, especially now with having adult children, is that there are some things that I did when my children, my young adults were children that they didn't like. And so obviously, right, they're kids. So how many kids do you know that bark back at their parents without repercussions, right? And so because my kids may not have been able to bark back at me when they were younger, now that they're young adults, they want to bark back at me. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing or a wrong thing from a parental standpoint, but there still has to be that boundary of respect, right? So you can express to me how maybe I did something that didn't make you feel pretty good, but you're going to do that in a respectful way, right? Because I'm still mom. And so again, that's just another example, but these are all relationships. I'm talking about any and all relationships. You have the power to start training people, right? From the time you meet them, right? So when something happens, whether it's a microaggression or not, it's that little snide remark that's really like a jab at you, but that person says it as if they're ignorant or like as if they don't know it. So it's your duty to train them. It's your duty to bring that thing to the light before it continues, because if you don't, it will continue. That person's going to get comfortable. That person's going to think that it is okay for them to handle you in that manner. And so again, right now, I'm just talking about any and every relationship that you encounter. You have authority. You have power. When you don't like something, it is your job, not necessarily even in a rude way. That's the other thing, guys. It's not always about being aggressive, because what I hear from people day in and day out is, oh, I don't really like confrontation, or I'm not an aggressive type of person. Well, in case you guys hadn't figured it out, I am. I'm very assertive. I'm very aggressive. I don't mind confrontation, but I do understand that everyone is not like that. But at the same time, you don't have to be like that to nip something in the bud. It doesn't have to be a confrontational type of thing. You can pull them to the side. You can write them a note. You can say, but a lot of times writing the note gives that person more power, right? So I really do believe that you should verbalize this, right? Let them, look them in the eye, or be in a conversation with them and letting them know that you mean what you say and you're saying what you mean. And again, if it gets uncomfortable for you, you can reserve to talk about it later or move it to a different time frame when you've had enough time to prep yourself. This is for my people who don't like confrontation. This is for my, but just, I don't really want that I don't like confrontation to be an excuse for you to put up with bad behavior, right? Because what I started out saying, I'm going to continue to say, is that it is your responsibility to train people on how you want to be treated. And you should not, under any circumstance, be allowed or allow someone else to disrespect you, to treat you in a manner that you are not comfortable with at any time, right? And I don't care who that is. It could be a complete stranger. It could be someone that you've been with for 20 plus years. You need to be able to voice your expressions from the standpoint of, this is not good for my mental health. This is not good for my state of mind. This is not good for how I'm feeling. And I don't like to use that you're making me feel this way, because you're in control of your feelings, right? But what you need to say is that I do not like it when X. I do not like it when you do this. When you say this, it makes me feel this way and I don't like it. So can you stop? But I want you to just own your feelings, right? I want you to know that, you know, I don't believe the whole sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never hurt you. Words are powerful. They can hurt you. They do hurt you. And that is where you come to terms with the fact that you want to control what people are saying to you, how they're handling you, how they're addressing you, and so on and so forth. So today, just to make it clear, we're talking about training those around us on how we want to be treated, not allowing people to just walk over you, not allowing people to overexert their own thoughts and feelings upon you. You get to choose how you're going to feel about a certain thing. If you don't agree with something, you can agree to disagree. You can end the conversation. You can just say, hey, we don't agree on it, because there are people. I used to be one of these people that wanted to just argue until I basically wore you down, right? And I made you say, you know, uncle, kind of, so to speak, or made you say, yeah, you're right. Well, in a perfect world, that would be the case all the time, right? But we don't want that, because what I've learned about that type of behavior, even from myself, is that it doesn't make that other person feel good, right? And so no relationship is healthy when you make the other person feel like they're less than, right? And so today, I'm coming to you today to encourage you that everybody is adequate, everybody is worth, everybody is quality, everybody should know their worth, and everybody should be able to speak up and speak out for themselves. And so that's what I want you to do today. If you need to read that chapter in my book, again, all of my books are available on Amazon.com. I have When Women Lead, Volumes 1 and 2. And just so you know, guys, When Women Lead, it's targeted at women, but the points that I make in each one of the books could be for anyone, right? Because I'm kind of trying to teach women and train women about leadership. Like, there are a lot of women in leadership that get treated, you know, badly, or shall I say, even get suppressed, right? They have to suppress their feelings because they're being made to feel inadequate, or like they can't do something because maybe they're female, or because they're the minority female, or, you know, they're the minority group or whatever, right? So in my books, I try to encourage everybody, you know, not just women. I mean, I'm targeting women because I've seen women struggle with these things in leadership positions, in business settings, in the corporate world, in churches, you know, in just a lot of different facets. So, you know, all I'm saying is, hey, ladies, you know, these are some tips for you to grab onto to make your leadership style stronger, to make your leadership style better. And training people on how we want to be treated is definitely like just a gem from that area. And so When Women Lead, Volumes 1 and 2, like I said, they are, you know, when women lead, right? But if a man is reading that book, one of my mentors told me a long time ago, he says, you know, this is great content, this is great material for anyone. And this was somebody who is wise beyond their, you know, just for their years, and was able to encourage me in that, because it's not just about women, but when God gave it to me, he gave it to me for women. And so I was obedient to that. And that's what I did. But back to the training those on how we want to be treated, right? And so, like I said, this is not just about the leader, you training the leader on how to treat you. Even if you're a leader, you know, you're one of your employees, one of your associates, one of your team members can also train you on how they want to be treated. Because just because you're the leader doesn't mean you know everything, guys. I come from that school of thought that you can learn from anybody, and you should really try to grasp that, because some stuff doesn't have to be complicated, doesn't have to be, you know, master's or doctorate type of material. Some stuff can really, really be simple. and can teach you a whole lot just from the simplicity of it, right? And so I don't really want it to be about, you know, the leaders always have to be the trainers. No, anyone can be a trainer. And you need to know yourself. You need to know what red flags are. You need to be honest with the things that make you uncomfortable. You need to, you know, be a respecter, and willing to listen to the other person and just hear them out without trying to be confrontational, without trying to be combative. Because when someone gets up the nerve to say to you, even if that person is a strong person, when they get up the nerve to say to you, you know, hey, I'm uncomfortable with this, a lot of times that's not just, you know, an easy thing to do. It really takes some preparation on their part mentally. Maybe they've gone over it in their head. So do your part also and just try to listen. Try to hear what they're saying and try to receive it. Because, you know, sometimes we do things and it's kind of subconsciously, like we don't really understand that we're doing that. But in someone trying to correct you or train you on what works for them, I think we should just receive that. I think we should be open to that. And if you're not open to it, then maybe you minimize the amount of, you know, time and things that you're spending with them. That, you know, some stuff is on a need to know basis, right? So some stuff can be done from the standpoint of, you know, well, I have to work with this person, but I can keep our conversations to a minimum. I can just keep our conversations to just business, because that's the other thing, guys. Everybody does not have to be your friend. You don't have to like everybody, even your coworkers, even, you know, I hesitate to say your church members, but y'all know y'all don't like everybody at your church. You may love them, but you don't like them. So let's just be honest with it. And so if you've tried to have a conversation with them and it didn't work out, then just keep it moving. Just try to keep those conversations and any type of interactions to a minimum. And if you can do that, it's going to be a win-win for everybody. But today we're talking about you. Yes, you, the person that's listening to this, that's struggling with what I'm saying, you're having a hard time training people on how you want to be treated. You let people treat you any kind of way, and then you go home and you complain to the significant other or the spouse or the boyfriend or the girlfriend or whatever, right, about how somebody's treating you instead of you taking the initiative and saying, hey, look, this ain't working for me and I'm going to do something about it. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. I'm going to do it right now. And that's you taking control over, you know, your circumstances and allowing someone to know that you love yourself enough to say, hey, you're not going to treat me this way. You know, a lot of times, even in couples and in marriages and things like that, you know, married couples have to go through counseling a lot of times because they've gotten so used to being a certain way with that person. And if anybody, you know, change is inevitable, right? People change way more than they stay the same. And so if someone's changed in the relationship, a lot of times you need a mediator. You need somebody to be a go-between to say, hey, you know what? This person is not like this anymore. And so even when the other person is saying, well, hey, we've always done this. Well, when that person decides that, hey, I don't want to do that anymore, you have to respect that, right? And I was having a conversation with someone the other day, a client, and I said, you know, I do believe that, you know, marriages work and but every relationship is work. We were talking about marriage in particular, but in all honesty, every relationship, a child-parent relationship is work. If you don't work on that relationship, you'll see yourself starting to separate. You'll see yourself starting to drift apart. You'll see yourself having fewer and fewer conversations. You know, when you're in the workplace, your coworkers, that those relationships, in order to develop them, they are work. So, you know, it's not just about married people, but I think that some people think that, you know, you say your vows and you say I do, or, you know, you get this friend and you've had the friend since high school and everything's supposed to be honky dory and y'all ain't never supposed to have no disagreements. Well, if you live in the real world, we all know that that is incorrect and that is absolutely not true, right? And so every relationship requires work. You just have to be willing to work on it, right? And so you also have to be willing to listen. You have to be willing to listen to the other person. You have to be willing to respect their feelings. Even if you feel like you're not doing anything wrong, if what you're doing is making them feel some type of way, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you need to stop. Period. That's it. We're talking about training people on how we want to be treated and how to treat us, not how we want to be treated, how they're going to treat us, or else it's not going to be a relationship, or else it's, you know, we're not going to have anything to say to each other. And sometimes that has to be you drawing your line in the sand. You have to be really, really clear on, you know, your peace of mind, your mental health, how something is making you feel. And so that comes down to, when it comes down to a conversation, like I said, sometimes you can try writing a note. Sometimes you can try to communicate in other ways. But for the most part, in most cases, if you can communicate to that person how you're feeling, how what they're saying to you or doing to you is making you feel, if they can't respect it, it's time for you to do something else. And usually that's move away from that situation. Or circumstance, you know, again, when we're talking about in the workplace, there's a lot of chain of commands and different things that you can go through and whatnot. But when you're uncomfortable, please love yourself enough. Think enough of yourself to say, hey, I'm uncomfortable and I don't like it. And I know I don't like it. And I'm not going to pretend that I like it just so you can be comfortable. Okay. And it's not about making a hostile environment. It's not about making, you know, going in a stalemate and trying to say, hey, you know, if you don't do this, I'm going to do this and da, da, da. It's never about that. It's about communication. It is about taking control over how you want to be treated and making sure that those that are wanting to be in your circle, wanting to be around you, wanting to have any sort of relationship with you, not only hears that, but respects that. And wants to make sure that you're comfortable as well. That's all I got for today, guys. It was quick. I really wanted to get one in today quick and share some good nuggets with you. I hope you guys have gotten something. Again, my books are all available on Amazon.com. When Women Lead Volume 1 and 2, and then Unconventional is about moving past excuses. So if you are the one that's making the excuses, hey, Unconventional is for you. I talk a little bit about my life and things that I've gone through, how my entire life has pretty much been unconventional. But you, I think you guys can get something out of all my books. And again, when Women Lead Volumes, they're not just for women. Men, you guys can read that as well, and hopefully you can get some tidbits out of it. And if you do, I sure would like a review and for you to let me know what your thoughts are and what feedback you have for Coach Pride. AP Empowers is here today, but we're signing off right now. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.